可可网友们大家好，一旦我们说谁捅了马蜂窝，或者在谈话当中不识时务的哪壶不开提哪壶，也就是指 do or say something that results in a complicated situation full of problems， 做的事儿说的话引出复杂的不好的结果。英语当中与捅马蜂窝对应的表达法也和虫子有关。Open a can of worms. Can 在短语当中做名词用，意思是罐、罐头。打开了一个装满虫子的罐子，的确是要好好收拾一番了。我们首先来看一个小对话。
I suggested our teacher to have a test on chapter 4. You know, it's a very important chapter of the whole book. But none of my classmates wants a test. A few boys said they would teach me a lesson one day.
我建议老师考考第四章的内容。你知道了，第四章是书中最重要的。但是班里没有人想考试。几个男生说哪天要给我点教训。
Wow, that's a tough situation. You really did open a can of worms. Sometimes, keeping your mouth shut is the only way to avoid opening a can of worms.
Wow, 真是糟透了，你真是捅了马蜂窝。有时候呢，闭嘴是唯一能避免捅马蜂窝的办法。我们再来看一些其他例句。
Anyhow, it's difficult to always avoid conversation landmines. So be sensible, watch your steps, and try not to open a can of worms.
不管怎样，在谈话当中往往难免触雷，所以头脑要清醒些，行事要注意些，尽量不要触及那些忌讳的话题。
Mr. Chen has opened a can of worms because of his controversial belief.
因为陈先生具争论性的信念，使他添加了许多的问题。
I really opened up a can of worms when I asked him how his marriage was.
我真是哪壶不开提哪壶，问起了他的婚姻状况。
Look like I opened a can of worms.
我好像捅了一个马蜂窝。
Tom can't sit still for a minute. He is a can of worms.
最后这个例子跟捅马蜂窝似乎就不太着边了。那么我们通过语境判断一下，不能够坐稳。我们根据语境判断一下，一分钟都坐不住，那么他就应该是一个心神不定的人了。好了，本期内容我们就暂时说到这里，下期再见。